Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for this chaos. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. David Bloom is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though, folks. We've approved of David now. He's got the goods and the come across. And we're going to get him back again another day. David, thanks again for being here. David is with Sterling, ladies and gentlemen, Sterling, the global leader in background solutions. I want you to tell us the name of the company and the website, please.
Sure. Our company is Sterling, and our website is sterlingtalentsolutions.com. And we have a special website just for small business called sterlingnow.io.
All right. What do we find that one? What's new about that one? What's different about that one?
But my company is a leader in background checks, and we work with companies of all sizes and all industries all around the world. But we realized that to serve the small business market, it was pretty different than if we're solving a giant global corporation. Mm-hmm. So we built a dedicated background check ordering system that allows a small business to get up and running in 5 minutes or less.
Right.
Prices are good, and it's highly efficient. Just pay as you go. Anytime you need us, we're there for you.
All right. So check it out, folks. Sterlingnow.com, right?
Yes, sterlingnow.io.
Okay. So
yes, very
David,
very tech.
Yes, sir. The one of the things that we're seeing now is we've gone from having a jobless recovery to full employment. And in fact, the only reason why unemployment is going up when we had a magnificent December jobs number is because more people are coming off of unemployment, out of the non-working sector, and they're coming back to the workforce, and they're looking for jobs. But the crisis we're having right now, and has been reported now for really, I've been reporting on this for 3 or 4 years, is finding qualified people, and we're not just talking the internals. When you get into the internals of the research, it's showing that they're not just saying. The welder can't weld. We're saying the welder doesn't have a driver's license or can't pass a blood test. What do you think?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It is very hard to find the ideal or even a close to ideal candidate these days. There is a skills gap, and that skills gap may be a technical skill or it may be a general life skill. Like, you know, just people who are going to show up on time, have a clean driver's license, and know how to weld. That starts to get hard. So we're seeing the same thing in the data that we look at that you're seeing.
And, you know, in the last segment, you and I talked about growth. A lot of people, many people are reporting that they can't grow because until they get more people. And I'll tell you, David, I'm predicting that one of the headwinds of the economy is not going to be the trade agreement or the shutdown, or the Democrats and the Republicans, or Wall Street, or interest rates. The economic headwind is going to be that we can't get enough people to do the job.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I think
we're going to hit a wall.
I agree. I agree, and I also think the contours of the employment market are changing somewhat, and businesses need to recognize that the people they want to hire now have a lot more market power than they used to have. So we need, as people who are looking to hire, we need to think about how we can create a work relationship with the employee, or don't even call them the employee, call them the worker, that serves their needs as well as it serves the business's needs. Mm-hmm. And it's no longer about finding someone who's going to show up from 8:30 to 6 every day. It may be temporary workers, what they call gig economy workers,
right.
Contractors have a lot more.
You're talking about being creative.
You have to be creative, and you have to go find the people more on their terms, possibly than yours.
Isn't that defining excellence down a little bit?
Well, I think it may be and it may not be. I think if you decide I'm not going to hire a full-time employee because I can't find the right person, I'm going to hire a contractor, it doesn't necessarily mean your standards need to change. It just means that the way you work with that person needs to change.
I understand if a business has to deal with reality, but you got to be careful not to let the tail wag the dog too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's hiring a contractor or a temp worker or something like that, or a freelancer, is not going to be the right solution for every position.
Now, I do think outsourcing is an excellent way to get around the growth issue, because get the contractor to deal with that issue. I think outsourcing, in fact, it's one of the best things that ever happened to small business. There are millions of your customers are exist today because they're outsourcing. They're doing their own. Their model is outsourcing.
Jim, I agree, and I the way I look at it is, as a small business owner, you have to decide what you are excellent at, and therefore what you really need to control. What is core to your business?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not core, consider finding a freelancer or a temp or a contractor or whatever to do that job for you, so you can focus on what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us are not great with balancing our checkbook.
Hey, so David, I need your website again, please, quickly.
SterlingTalentSolutions.com and SterlingNow.io for small business.
All right. Hey, David, will you come back? Will you come back, David? We've had a good time with you today. Good job.
I'd love it. Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Let us know.
David Bloom, ladies and gentlemen, with Sterling. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.